Welcome to the John Moyle Memorial Field Day Weekend edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, March the 16th, 2025, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by Gavin VK7HGO. On medium and high frequency rebroadcast, thanks to our dedicated operators, which includes 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Dale VK7DG, 7.140 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, 14.130 MHz by Gary VK7JGD, and 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT, and in UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, is hosted by Mark VK7FMAC. And if you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 in Southern VK7. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. And we start off with WIA News. ACMA Class License Performance Survey 1 year on. Further to the WIA broadcast news story, we offer the following encouragement to all amateurs to let the Wireless Institute of Australia know your experience with the ACMA's new class license introduction. The WIA has created a short 10-minute survey for all amateur radio operators and encourages everybody to participate. This is an opportunity to share your experience with the transition and the new class license arrangements. The link is available on the email edition of the broadcast. The survey also covers proof of a valid amateur radio license scenarios and a revised call sign allocation process for the Australian External and Antarctic Territories. Please note, all information shared with the WIA will be treated in the strictest confidence. Please share this survey with your amateur radio friends, including those that are not WIA members. It is open to all Australian amateur radio operators, and the survey closes at 23:59 on the 13th of April 2025. And that comes 73 from the WIA. And contest news, the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. The field day is this weekend of the 15th and 16th of March 2025, and runs from UTC 0100 on the Saturday to 0059 on the Sunday. The aim of the contest is to encourage and provide familiarisation with portable and field operation and provide training for emergency situations. The rules are therefore specifically designed and focused on to encourage field operations. For further details, please take a look at the WIA contest page, and there is a link on the email edition of the broadcast. And please note that there is some caution required about using N1MM to log, as it is apparently not collecting all the information required. And we continue with contest news. The VHF-UHF field day results released. Congratulations, VK7. The 2023 and 2024 preliminary results have been finally released, and the big winner is VK7. Congratulations! This week we will cover the 2023 results, and next week we'll cover the 2024 results. In 2023, the summer field day, the following VK7s shined. In the portable, single operator 24-hour all-band section, Murray VK7ZMS was first. In the portable single operator 8-hour all-band section, Richard VK7ZBX was first, and Andrew VK7DW was third, Peter VK7PD was fourth, and Justin VK7TW was eighth. In the portable single operator 8-hour 4-band section, Lee VK7LEE was sixth, and Tony XTC was seventh. And in the portable multi-operator 8-hour section 4-band, Gary VK7JGD and Anthony VK7AG operating VK7WCN was first. In the home single operator 24-hour four-band section included Allen VK7AN, and in the home single operator 8-hour all-band section, it included Peter VK7PD, Steve VK7OO, Linda VK7QP, Allen VK7KAJ, and Martin VK7GN. And in the home single operator 8-hour four-band section, it included Reg VK7KK, Eric VK7EV, and Keith VK7KW. And in the home single operator single band 6-meter section, it was Gary VK7JGD was first, and Hayden VK7HH was third. In the home single operator single band 23-centimeter section, Phil VK7ID was first and Scott VK7HSE was second. In the 2023 winter field day, the following VK7s also shined. In the portable single operator 8-hour four-band section, Warren VK7 Whiskey November was 5th. In the home single operator 24-hour four-band section, it included Andrew VK7DW, Peter VK7PD, and Lewis VK7IT. In the home single operator 8-hour four-band section, it included Richard VK7ZBX, Steve VK7OO, VK7CMS, which was run by VK7JGD, Anthony VK7ZTA, Tony VK7LTD, Scott VK7HSE, and Lance VK7ZA. And in the Rover 8-hour section, Phil VK7ID was first. And in the 2023 spring field day, the following VK7s shined. In the portable operator 24-hour four-band section, Peter VK7KPC was first. In the portable single operator 8-hour all-band section, Andrew VK7DW was first and Richard VK7ZBX was third. And in the home single operator 24-hour four-band section, it included Peter VK7PD, Anthony VK7ZTA and Matt VK7MAT. And in the home single operator 8-hour all-band section, it included Linda VK7QP, Andrew VK7DW, Justin VK7TW, Andrew VK7XR, and Keith VK7KW. And in the home single operator 8-hour four-band digital section was Peter VK7PD, who was first. Congratulations to all VK7s who participated in the 2023 field days. We'll be featuring the 2024 participants in next week's broadcast. WWFF, SOTA, POTA and IOTA weekly wrap-up. And on Friday, Tony VK7LTD activated Knopwoods Hill Nature Reserve Recreation Area, situated between Mornington and Howrah. The following Saturday, Tony VK7LTD and Angela VK7AMP activated Ralphs Bay Conservation Area, located in Lauderdale. This conservation area is a haven for both residents and migratory shore birds. It's fantastic to see Angela VK7AMP and Tony VK7LTD sharing their passion for ham radio by activating parks together. Phil VK7ID travelled to Tasman Island by helicopter, activating both the Tasman Island Summit and Tasman National Park. Located in the southeast of Tasmania, Tasman Island is a part of the Tasman National Park and lies just below Cape Pillar. This marked the very first activation of the Tasman Island Summit. What an incredible way to reach the island and return. Matt VK7MAT took full advantage of the long weekend by activating St. Patrick's Head SOTA Summit, along with four park references, the St. Patrick's Head State Reserve, the Notley Gorge State Reserve, the Virginstow Conservation Area, and the Franklin Rivulet Conservation Area. Rodney VK7HAM, Al VK7Alpha Nancy, Peter VK7ZPE and Shane VK7SW made their way to the North Scottsdale Regional Reserve, located on the banks of the Forrester River. As soon as the team had set up their N-fed antenna, the rain began. They all piled into the Pajero, where they remained for the activation, fortunately remaining dry. There were some impressive static crashes during the activation, given all the storm activity in VK7 throughout the day. Lance VK7TO got the sand between his toes while activating the BOTA reference of Legacy Beach using CW. Located in Conyngham, southern Tasmania, this hidden gem is a local secret, the area offering peaceful beaches and being just a stone's throw from the D'Entrecasteaux Channel. The end of the month is quickly approaching, so don't forget to upload your logs for a chance to receive a new Quangxing UVK5 donated by Matt VK7MAT, and the UVK5 will go to the operator who completes the most activations and uploads their logs between February the 9th, 2025 and March the 31st, 2025. With daylight saving ending next month, now is the perfect opportunity to take advantage of the longer daylight hours, grab your gear, go portable and activate a summit, park or island. 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And statewide SSTV nights, another busy net night that saw the following participants. VK7's ZCF, KT, TW and ZGK sending 40 photos. The North-South link was not operational, so it wasn't statewide net, but two separate local nets. The main themes were motorcycles, motor vehicles, classic cars, sports cars, 4x4 vehicles, racing and drag racing. The Reist visit to the ABC complex with tours of the radio studio, TV studio news and weather sets and TV master control and the ABC history wall. Other highlights were a Doctor Who Dalek, Borat and Mimic in Mankini swimwear. No clothes for the Dark Mofo winter solstice swim. The Ladybird book on learning about car garages. The painful way to learn to mind your own business. And other useful tips about getting rid of maggots. Dog Rock at Albany in Western Australia, views of Highway 1 from Eucla in Western Australia, and 73 from the Blue Lake at Mount Gambier. For this week, the photos for the Southern Net can be seen on Ken VK7KRJ and Steve VK7OO's SSTV website. Those from the North Net can be seen on NTARC's website under blogs. Note that Ken and Steve's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to see their picture almost immediately anytime both South and North Tasmania. And please remember to use your own photos or those that are copyright free. 73 from Andre VK7 Zulu Alpha Bravo. And Sewing Circle Net. Well, the Meet the Voice 2025 is only a week away until the revival of this social outing after some years of recess. Where the Ross Caravan Park by the River's Edge, date Sunday the 23rd of March 2025, and the time is 11 a.m. There will be a Meet the Voice swap and sell and a special gourmet barbecue sponsored by Two Northern Hams. Bring along your surplus ham gear for a swap or sell. There will be a trophy presentation for the Sewing Circle's most loquacious ham and ham of the year. All hams welcome. 73 Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy from the Sewing Circle Net. And news from the Northwest. Due to a very little traffic in recent months on the FM 70cm voice repeater VK7RDR, which is located on the Dazzler Range, it was decided to add SSTV analog as an additional mode to this repeater. In addition, software for connecting to an international SSTV gateway has also been implemented on VK7RDR. At this time, the gateway has 6 active SSTV repeater stations, DB0 Ben, DB0 PTB, DB0 UHF, HB9ZF, PI1DFT, and now VK7RDR. It is activated daily for a 12-hour trial period from approximately 1,000 to 2,200 hours and transmits a beacon image at 5 minutes after the hour showing the currently active gateways. Users please note that if they wish their images to be transmitted to the gateway, a 1750 FSKID tone for approximately 2 seconds at the start of the transmission is required. Transmissions without the 1750 tone will only be relayed locally on VK7RDR. CWID of your call sign should also be activated to ensure all information is included in the date and time stamp. regular local stations using the repeater and gateway are VK7KT, VK7MD and VK7AX. Remote stations can connect via All-Star Node 28348 and at this time include VK3EME and VK3NDH. ZL40I regularly contacts via All-Star 28348 using IAX RPT web transceive mode to access. This facility is open for all amateurs and we encourage its use in an attempt to activate an otherwise unused repeater, which was destined for closure. Enjoy 73 from Tony VK7AX. And news from the north, the SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact our on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from our VK7 Alpha Nancy. And the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. And it's amazing what drops into your YouTube You Might Like feed sometimes. This week there was a video that was titled, How to Make a Simple Morse Code Transmitter for 80 Meters. Nothing unusual or surprising with that, you say. However, looking more closely at the picture of the populated printed circuit board and its construction method using diagonal hacksaw cuts to make solder islands looked very familiar. It was, in fact, a project from a few years ago that Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey designed and constructed to help celebrate 100 years of a centenary of amateur radio in Tasmania. An 80-metre crystal-locked QRP CW 1-watt transmitter project that was called The Scent. The YouTube video was made by Jordan VK3ACU, who is situated in Victoria and covers his building of the project and its subsequent testing. Jordan presented a very clean, compact version of the build and then put it through its paces. With his test set, it was easily heard using a remote SDR in Perth, Western Australia, and this would have to be a distance of about 3,000 kilometres. He followed up a live CW contact approximately 700 kilometres away in New South Wales. This is only a short video and it's well produced and narrated and well worth the 8 minutes to watch. The link is included in the text version of this broadcast. At morning tea last week, it was good to see a couple of project updates of works in the progress. Firstly, Trevor VK7 Tango Bravo had his new voltage controlled oscillator or VCO that he's designing and constructing. He had just finished machining a flywheel to attach to a drive shaft of a 1930s Bendix worm drive gearbox. The reduction gearbox provides very fine shaft rotation control on a variable capacitor. The precision machining of the flywheel was certainly obvious with its smooth fit into the gearbox drive shaft, even without the grub screw being tightened. The overall tactile feel was incredible, both from the point of just enough momentum from the flywheel to zero backlash in the gear assembly, all giving a very positive control effect. The feel was certainly reminiscent of top-end testing instruments that I've been lucky enough to use over the years. I think we might have to get Trevor into a club technical night for a bit more of an in-depth rundown on his VCO from the ground-up construction. The other work in progress came from Stuart VK7FEAT, who is collaborating with a friend to design and 3D print some radomes or environmental shields to go over some omnidirectional antennas in the 1 gig region. The first prototype looks great and hopefully it will fit their requirements, otherwise we will see a few more variations. I am sure we will get progress reports from both Trevor and Stuart. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Upcoming events, the Testnet and Technet sessions, every Wednesday Testnet and CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. and then the Technet on 3.567 MHz from 7.30 to 8.30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Clubrooms technical sessions. Next session will be on Wednesday, the 19th of March at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the Entark Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. Why not pop in, check your QSL cards, join us for a cuppa, and there's endless tea and coffee with biscuits available for a donation. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email the secretary at the following address, news@entark.net, and all items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of Entark Inc. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, and our Reest March event. A huge thank you to Damien, VK7 Sierra Delta, and Alan, VK7 Kilo Alpha November, for their fantastic interactive tour of the ABC studio and technical areas on Wednesday the 12th of March. A group of 27 attendees explored the impressive ABC facilities, starting with the radio studios, where we were split into two groups to learn about the high-tech digital studios and the vital roles of presenters and producers. We even had the pleasure of hearing from a producer of the night radio program who shared insights into his role. Next, we visited the music producing suite where musicians can be recorded and perform live for broadcast. From there, we stepped into the TV interviewing suite used for live crosses with journalists, special guests and dignitaries. Our journey continued into the newsroom, the bustling hub where journalists, graphic specialists, social media teams and news gatherers work throughout the day. We then moved into the TV news studio control room, where Damien and Alan walked us through the evening news production, explaining how content, integration, queuing, graphics and sound are all managed. In the main TV and weather presenting studios, Damien demonstrated the huge LED weather screen along with the cameras, lighting and auto cue systems. We then stepped outside to the garage where the impressive satellite outside broadcast truck is housed before heading into the radio and TV master control room and technical services. Damien and Alan shared the insights into many projects they're involved with, including the development of replacement electronics used throughout the ABC network across Australia. Once again, a massive thank you to Damien and Alan for their time and expertise in showcasing the incredible ABC facilities in Hobart. 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And Wednesday Experimenters Night. Now, the next two Experimenters Nights will be our first ADX QRP transceiver build nights at the Club Rooms. So if you have ordered an ADX or a Barber Watt transceiver, then please try and come along with the following items. A soldering iron, there will be some spares available. Solder, flush or side cutters, long nose pliers, and for those with eyesight that is challenging, some magnifiers and a ruler to measure the inductor wire lengths. We have Richard, VK2ARH, from the Manly Warringah Club on the Zoom call from VK2, who will be talking us through the kits and the preparatory work that we will need to do before starting the kits, including some traps for young players. People get up to the Club Rooms around 6 p.m. Many bring their dinner for a 7:30 start. And please note, there will not be streamed DATV nights on the next two Wednesday nights of March, as we're upgrading the studio to high definition as well. 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 at TW. And April presentation nights. Our April presentation night is on the topical subject of fire detection technology, plus much more from the guys from Indicium Technology. There are some very high-tech solutions that are being deployed in the field to detect fire in our wilderness. These high-resolution steerable cameras are scanning and interpreting visually using AI technology. There's also an array of sensors and indicators that use technology like LoRaWAN and MeshTastic to feed data into networks and provide early warning of bushfires. Thanks to Rob Vernon and his team for agreeing to come along and give us a presentation on this technology, when it's April the 2nd at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed. See you there, 73 from the Reese Committee. And the April Forum 3D Printers and Printing Night. Our April Forum Night will focus on 3D printers and printing with an amateur radio focus. And we're interested in the type of printer and filaments you use, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the software you used mainly for 3D design and printing, the main sources of 3D print files for amateur radio and electronics, and also hints and tips on 3D printing. And we look forward to hearing all about your adventures in 3D printing and amateur radio. This happens Wednesday the 9th of April 2025 from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streaming. See you there, 73 from the Reese Committee. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Net daily 3.640 MHz from 6:30 p.m. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link if it's up from 7:30 p.m. Statewide Microwave QSO Party following the Sunday broadcast, callbacks on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, and then North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560Bs, stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, and southern stations on the even minute. The Reist WAGs, or the Wednesday afternoon group, from 12 noon in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain. Reist WEGs, the Wednesday Experimenters group, on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6 p.m. in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain. Reist 6-meter AM net from 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. The SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays to Fridays, 10:30 to 12 noon at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. And then the TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. And your host is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Clubroom Technical Night sessions. The next session will be on Wednesday the 19th of March at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday at the NTARC Clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon in the Rochelle Clubrooms. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. The Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 70 centimetres VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. The Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX Net on 144.190 USB. And events, VK, March 15th and 16th is the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. VK7, March the 23rd, Meet the Voice Barbecue, Ross Caravan Park from 11 a.m. Reist April 2nd, Fire Detection Technology plus more, Queen's Domain Clubrooms from 7:30 p.m. and streamed. And Reist April the 9th is the April Forum Night, 3D Printers and Printing, Queen's Domain Clubrooms from 7:30 p.m. and streamed. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7FRN. Repeaters Reist NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres 7JGD, 40 metres 7DG, 20 metres any takers, 10 metres VK7ALH, UHF CB24, VK7 FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5, and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7 ZCR. And a huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You have been listening to VK7 Whiskey India, or if you have just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, if it's not Tuesday night, then you can catch it on the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern Tasmania and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call sign during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, wishing you 73 and good DX to all.